I do ask you to continue to pray for me tonight. And if I had a title tonight, it would be Don't Look Back. Don't look back. My brother was teaching a lesson Wednesday night, and we're not going to get into it, but as I was sitting there, them words just began to ring out in my mind. Don't look back. And I'm like, where is this coming from? So I remember that, and then the Lord began to give me scriptures, and I began to study and look some more. But we're going to start out in the 19th chapter of Genesis, if you want to be turning there. And just to give a little bit of a background of where we're at, if you go over to the 11th chapter, towards the end of it, and the 12th chapter, of course, this story is about Lot and Abram. Of course, Abram's name was changed later on. But where Lot was, Lord help me tonight. Abram was Lot's uncle, if I remember correctly. They kind of was put together, so to speak, and I believe it was the Lord's way of putting Lot in Abram's life so Lot could have a serious example in front of him, as me and the brother was talking before, talking about Brother Junior, being that example in front of people that God needed them to be. I believe as children of God, if we will associate ourselves with other children of God, God will bless us a little bit more and a little bit more because we are associating ourselves with God's people. Figured I might get amen out of that. It does my heart good to be with other children of God because there are times that my spirit may be low. And when I get around other children of God, as the scripture teaches us, if you see a brother that is down, you pick that brother up and you help him get back to where he needs to be. That's the way us as children of God need to be tonight. That's the way Abraham was with Lot. And we need to spread that example just a little bit more, don't we? But tonight, let's get on over to the 13th chapter. We kind of know the background of that, or the 19th chapter, I'm sorry. And we're going to start with about the 15th verse and read down there just a little bit. But starting with the 15th verse, it says, "And when the morning arose, and the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." Verse 18, it says, "And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live." And he said unto him, "See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither." Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew these cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. We're going to stop right there just for a second. If you go back maybe a chapter or two, you'll read and you'll understand that I believe it was Lot or Abram there that he tried to, he talked to the Lord and said, "If you find this many righteous, will you not destroy it?" And then when he started with, I believe, 50. But when he ended up with 20. 20 people, just 20 righteous people. And the Lord promised, "If I can find 20 righteous people, I will not destroy it." Now, we know how the story ended up. That it got destroyed. But verse 26 is where I got my thought. It said, "But his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. Now, I begin to study that and read that and contemplate on it and try to think about it as much as possible and look in the different commentaries and things of that nature and what they were saying about it. Now, I begin to think about myself here because I couldn't think about nobody else because I know what I've done in my life. There are times in my life when Satan places a thing in front of me that happened years ago, and I'll turn around and I'll look at them. We are all like that, I believe, today. I can't speak for you. I won't say all, but I'll say me. I'll talk about me tonight because if I make me mad, me and me will get into it later on. But tonight I can understand what I've done in my life, the sins that I've committed, the things I've done that is shame that God has been shameful with me. I'll just say it how it is. You know, Satan will drag them things up. And you notice he'll drag them things up when you're starting to get a little bit closer to the Lord. But Satan will look and he'll see in some of his men out there. And he'll say, you distract him, you do whatever you got to do to get him back to where I can use him. And them old things, them old past sins and things of your life will pop up and Satan will just clog your mind with them. I believe it's Jonah, them the ragweeds that he had all around him. I looked at that as being sins and him just covered in his sins and him being in the midst of his sins at that moment in time. But when they drag him back up, it takes our eyes off of God. When we look back, I begin to think about that, and I can't remember exactly where the scripture is right now. Let's look at that. I believe it's over in Luke. I believe it's Luke. Yes, Luke, chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 62. It says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now we have a lot of Amish people there around us in Auburn. And there are times, sometimes that I'll go by and I've seen them out with their team of mules and that old hand plow and they're sitting there breaking that ground. I've never seen a one of them do this right here. I've never seen one of them turn around and look back. They just keep going straight. You see, it's just like us as children of God. If we turn around and look back, you're not going to be going straight no more, are you? If they're sitting there plowing that garden and they look back, guess what? They're going to have to go over that spot again. They're going to have to go over that spot again. Thank you. And I look back at that, and I see that now. They have to go over that spot again. In other words, they're having to retrace the tracks that they done traced, that they done walked. And when you retrace them tracks, as you're looking back at what you've done, and you start retracing them tracks, and they start throwing them temptations in front of you, if you ain't careful, you're going to end up back to where you come from. I'm not going to ask you to show your hands, but you can answer it within yourself how many's done that. Scripture tells us to not be asleep. Just as Jesus told James, Peter, and John, I believe it was, when he went up to the mountain to pray, and he told them to stay and watch, and they fell asleep. I believe them three was wore out. They had a lot. They'd done a lot that day. A lot. But the temptation was there, and they were sitting. And how many of us get sleepy when we come to church because we're sitting still? And we get on them old padded pews, and we get comfortable. And our eyes begin to get heavy. And we want to go to sleep, take a little nap. But I want us to understand that's exactly what Satan wants you to do when you come to the house of God. That's exactly what he wants you to do when you are sitting at home. He wants you to take your eyes off God and just go to sleep. But that's what happens when we begin to look back. When we begin to look back, we go back to the place where we come from. Hey, you know, I've heard it a lot growing up. Don't forget where you come from. I remember how I was raised as a child. I was raised in church. The Lord blessed me to be in a family to bring me to the house of God to hear the word of God preached. My brother makes a statement quite often. He made it again this past Wednesday night. He said, we don't get to choose what family we're born into. Say, preacher, what are you talking about? I could have been born into a family that never mentioned God in the household. I could have been born in a family that worshiped the devil. But God blessed me to be raised in a family. He put me in a part of a family where he knew I was going to hear his word. But now getting back to my subject. Don't look back. Now I know in Jeremiah, and somebody may be sitting there thinking tonight, where it says the scripture talks about that. Yeah, it talks about that in Jeremiah. That you return ye into the old paths, the old ways. I preached a message on this a few weeks ago. I didn't know I was going to get on it tonight, but that's okay. The way it was and the way it is, the way it was, as people was close to God, they wanted to be next to God, and they wanted to serve God, and they wanted to please God. Nowadays, the way it is, nobody wants to please God. They're more worried about hurting somebody's feelings or what somebody thinks about them. What about what does God think? I love each and every one of you tonight, but I come this way tonight to preach what God places upon my heart. I didn't come this way to tickle nobody's ears. And I want you to know I go to church a lot of times and a preacher will run all over me. But that's okay, I need it. Scripture talks about rebuking. Touchy subject nowadays, isn't it? Sad. Very sad. Because I remember the way it was. I remember the examples that were set in front of me. They might have done things in their past life. They might have been... They wasn't perfect people, I'll put it that way. But I'll tell you what they was. They was dedicated to God and pleasing Him no matter what it cost. And I want us to understand tonight it can cost you family. Family or God? Which one are you going to pick? Seems like today all of us as children of God want to do is look back. If it's not on our life, we want to look back on somebody else's. I don't care what you've done in the past. What's in the past is in the past. We can't be dragging up people's past. It's today, what they're doing today, how they're living today, what they're doing for God and how they're living for God. I know people who's had a rough past. And I've seen them come into church, start trying to live for the Lord, get closer to the Lord. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, they're right back out the door to where they come from. Why? Because somebody done hurt their feelings. Well, if they done that, I don't want them here. I want you to know tonight, I'd rather them be in the house of God than out there. Don't look back. We need to return to the way that God intended it for it to be tonight. And that is focused totally on Him. What's in between you and God tonight? What have you put in between you and God? That's where we're at. I went to a church a few weeks ago and it blessed my heart completely. Walked in for Sunday school and the house was full. Church service began and it got fuller. And you talking about young people. Young people galore. That lifted my spirits. That lifted my spirits because I could see God working in that place. I seen people that was dedicated. I seen people that pushed everything else away and put God back where he was and where he needed to be. And that's what we need to do tonight. Don't look back. When we look back, we're going to get weak. We're going to fall. We're going to trip. We're going to stumble. Satan's going to be able to get us right where he wants us. Because I believe we all understand tonight, if Satan is not bothering you, he's already got you. If Satan is wearing you out tonight and wears you out through the week, that means you're doing what you need to be doing. Don't look back. We all know. But Lot's wife looked back. Got another thought out of this one. The writer wrote that he believed that she looked back because the temptation was there because Lot, her husband, was in front of her. So he couldn't see her look back if she was behind him. But she turned around to look back, and I believe she looked back maybe because of the concern of her sons. Because she was a native of that place. Because she knew people there. But what I get out of it is don't look back on your past, but look forward. When we look forward, God will work. He'll work in our life. A lot of us, I believe, as children of God, desire to be used by God. But I want to tell you something. I can desire or think that I want to be used by God all day long. But unless I make myself usable, I'm not going to be able to be used by God. And guess what? Neither are you. But she looked back and she was turned into a pillar of salt. I kind of always thought, you know, just in my little puny mind, she turned into a pillar of salt and she was just a pile on the ground. The more I've read on that, pretty much, the way I understand it, she was just turned pretty much into like a statue. Dead. We still serve an all-knowing and all-powerful God. God is still a God of wrath. I know all we ever hear and all one of the TV preachers always talk about is God is love. God is love. But my God is also many other things as well. He's also a jealous God. It's on a church sign I've seen, and I love church signs because a lot of times, even if they're not our belief, they put some very true sayings on there. And I saw the one, and I just kind of use it whenever the Lord puts it up on me to use. God don't want weekend custody. He wants full custody. So in order for us to be used by God, we've got to be spiritually fit and spiritually ready to be used by Him. But if we're looking back, we're not in the condition that we need to be in, are we? Brother Donnie Hunton preached a message several years ago at New Harmony, and I still remember it. The title of his message was, "What Condition Is Your Condition?" What is your condition tonight as a child of God? You consider yourself a part-timer? Or do you consider yourself all in? Don't look back. Look forward. Look forward of what God has in store for you. Look forward to what God has in store for Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. What does He have in store for you tonight? You know, God wants to bless us a whole lot more than what we get. But I believe it's a lot of times because we're looking back. Some of us may have very painful memories of the past. Sometimes they may just nag at you. But I want you to understand something. I know a man tonight that you could take it and lay it at his feet, and he will take care of it. But I want you to understand, when you take it to his feet and you lay it there, you leave it there. Scripture tells us to approach the throne boldly. In other words, when we approach the throne with something, you go knowing that God is going to answer and take care of it. We cannot go to Jesus' feet half-hearted, thinking that He's just going to wipe everything out. Because He's not. Question was asked of me this afternoon about Lot. What do you think Lot was thinking when that happened? I said, I kind of often ask myself the same question about Job and his wife. What was Job thinking when his wife told him, just go ahead and curse God and get it over with? And then it hit me. Men are the spiritual leaders of the house. So it's up to the men to be in a stronger condition. That way we can withhold everything, I guess you can say. Hold everything together. But don't get me wrong with that statement. Because I know within myself that it wasn't for the praying mamas. Where would the church be? Lot and Job was an example in Scripture of being the spiritual leader of the house. as us men need to be today. I believe that's our duty. So if we're caught looking back, how are we going to be looking forward? Don't look back. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you're going through something in your life right now that nobody else knows nothing about, God does. And God can help you with it. But don't look back. But be thankful where God brought you from. Remember, right?